Welcome to She Reigns, the podcast where visionary women build audacious high-end brands and make bank. I'm your host, Rimal Shamsi, high-end brand expert and the mastermind behind Reign, as well as the founder and CEO of Rurura Design. If you're ready to step into your power, be the one in your industry, and create a one-of-a-kind brand that allows you to live real freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to She Reigns. Today, I'm getting into a conversation that's going to shift you and your business forever. This episode is all about why competing is beneath you and how you can go from competing to dominating. Because let's be real, you were not born to compete. Competing is for people who are fighting for scraps. And you, as the queen that you were born to dominate. You are here to claim the top of the mountain, own the space, and make the world revolve around you. So if you've been feeling stuck in this endless loop of trying to stand out in a crowded market, trying to prove why your offers are worth it, or trying to be better, quote unquote, than everyone else in your niche, this episode is for you, because competing for attention isn't the vibe. Owning the space unapologetically is. So let's dive in. The reason why I say competing is beneath you is because competing is about comparison. It's about looking at what everyone else is doing, measuring yourself against it, and trying to outdo them. But domination is about being in a category of one. It's about standing so firmly in your identity, your vision, and your power that no one even thinks of comparing themselves to you. And right now, you're caught in the trap of wondering, what is she doing that I'm not? Why is her audience growing faster? Why is she selling out her offers when I know my work is better? Let me tell you why. She's not better than you, but she is showing up like she's untouchable. She is showing up like she's the only choice. Meanwhile, you're still here trying to prove your worth. You're playing by the rules, you're softening your edges, you're watering down your messaging, and you're hoping people notice. And that stops today. You don't compete because no one can be you. And when you understand that and fully own that, you start playing a completely different game. Domination starts with identity. It begins when you decide to fully own who you are and what you bring to the table. It's about claiming your genius unapologetically and refusing to water it down for anyone. Right now, you might be holding back in your messaging. You're thinking, what if this is too much? What if it scares people away? What if I trigger people? Good. Let it. Because your dream clients aren't scared of your genius. They are craving it. They don't want a watered down version of you. They want the woman who isn't afraid to show the full scope of what she's truly capable of. I remember for my first business, when I rebranded in 2022, I went all in on my identity as the go-to for high-end branding. I positioned my branding agency as not just another agency in the market, but as a brand within of itself. And so I attracted people who matched my level. I stopped trying to appeal to everyone. I leaned into exclusivity, audacity, and premium everything. And the result is I went from 10K to 100K, 10X my revenue because of a brand glow up that started with my identity and how I viewed myself. Not because I did more, but because I became more. Your clients don't want to work with someone who's second guessing herself. They want to work with someone who's so confident in herself, her identity, and her genius that she's so magnetic they can't help but say yes. So how do you do this? How do you stop competing and start dominating? Here's what you need to master. The first thing is the scarcity principle, which I covered in the Halo Effect program. Not everyone gets access to you. Period. Scarcity creates value because scarcity equals rarity. You're a diamond in the rut. If you're constantly available, if you're constantly bending over backward for clients, you are diluting your power. When I started implementing the scarcity principle into my brands, everything shifted. I became intentional about who I let into my spaces. I stopped answering every DM and started holding boundaries. And guess what? my value and my brand's value skyrocketed, and dream clients started chasing me and finding me and slipping into my DMs. Scarcity isn't just about saying no more often. It's about the energy that you carry, that you are rare, you are exclusive. It's about making your time, your genius, and your presence feel like a privilege. And when you do that, clients will get the best results ever. Because they know that that's the kind of energy that's available in your world, and anything unlike that is not available. It's not in your dictionary. And so they rise constantly, again and again and again. The second thing you need to master is what I call the double A method, which is audacity and authority. Domination requires audacity. You need to stop asking for permission to own your space and start declaring yourself as the authority. Are you still trying to prove yourself in your content? Are you still writing posts that sound apologetic or unsure? If you are, you're leaving money on the table. When I leaned into audacious messaging, I started attracting clients who didn't ask if they should hire me. They asked how soon they could pay and how soon we could start working together. One of my clients went from one sale a month for months to 5 sales within the first week of working with me because she started showing up with audacity and authority using my double A method. And when I say audacity, I don't mean arrogance. I mean confidence and conviction. I mean speaking about your offers like they are the only no-brainer, the best solution on earth, because they are. The third thing that you need to master is the one-of-a-kind concept. If you want to dominate, your brand needs to feel untouchable. That means no Canva templates, no basic mismatched visuals, no all-over-the-place messaging. Your brand needs to scream luxury, premium, high value. And this is where my genius comes in. With the showstopper method, I've helped clients transform their brands into works of art that feel one of a kind. One client went from 4-figure months to 100K in 5 months after we overhauled her brand's visuals and messaging. Because the truth is, people buy brands, not products. People buy brands, not offers. And when your brand looks like it belongs in Vogue or the Gulf Business Journal or any other prestigious publication, clients are willing to pay premium prices for you without question because subconsciously, naturally, your brand's perceived value immediately skyrockets and heightens. Domination isn't just about standing out because we're so over that, right? It's about becoming the standard. You become the reference in the online space. When you dominate, your name becomes synonymous with excellence. If someone in your niche wants the best, your name is the one that comes up. That is domination, to make the world revolve around you. And in order to do that, you need to position yourself as the authority, the innovator, and the trendsetter. Not wait for anyone else to position you as that. And that means stop following trends and start creating them. Your audience should see you as the originator of ideas, not the follower. They should see something new, something fresh, something they've never seen before, because it is so you. That also means elevating your visuals and messaging to match your movement and your vision. Everything about your brand should feel cohesive and premium and intentional. And that also means owning your space unapologetically. Stop waiting for people to notice you. Stop waiting for people to validate you. Stop waiting for people to position you as an authority in your space. Show up like the queen you are and claim your space. You are not here to compete for scraps. You are here to dominate your space, own your genius, and create a legacy that outlives you. When you dominate, you stop worrying about what others are doing. You stop chasing clients who don't see your worth. Because you create a high-end brand that not only attracts premium clients, but also commands respect, admiration, and loyalty, and long-term relationships, and a ride-or-die community. And here's the final truth. Competing is beneath you because there is no competition when you're playing in your own league. When you dominate, you make the rules. You create the trends. You set the standard. If you're ready to transition from competing to dominating, my world is open to you. Whether it's refining your brand visuals, dialing up your messaging, heightening the perceived value of your brand, stepping into your audacious identity, I am the woman for you. And remember, you don't compete, you reign. And the art of domination is your birthright. Until next time, keep showing up, keep owning your space, and keep making the world revolve around you. Thank you for tuning in to She Reigns. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And if you loved what you heard, I'd love for you to leave us a review. It helps us reach more women ready to build their empires. If you're ready to enter your reign era, check out the show notes below for all the links to connect with me, join my world, or dive deeper into premium branding through my programs. Until next time, remember to reign.